The Prime Minister was under pressure in Question Time again today, forced to deny he misled Parliament about an investigation into what his office knew about the alleged rape of staffer Brittany Higgins. In Senate estimates, it emerged that the inquiry by the head of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, Phil Gagens, was paused almost 2 weeks ago on the advice of the Australian Federal Police. Last week, the Prime Minister told Question Time the report was on track, but today insisted there was no contradiction.
Mr Speaker, I completely reject...
Members on my left.
I completely reject the assertion that has been put forward by the Leader of the Opposition. And Mr Speaker, he has other forms of the House where he can pursue that, Mr Speaker, and he should seek to do so if that's what he wishes to do. Mr Speaker, the inquiry has been undertaken at arm's length, and I look forward to that inquiry being completed, Mr Speaker.
Tanya Plibersek is the Shadow Minister for Women. I spoke to her a little time ago and asked if the government did the right thing when it paused the inquiry.
Look, I think the real question here is, why has the Prime Minister been saying for weeks that this inquiry is ongoing when he was briefed on the 9th of March that it wasn't the case that it was ongoing? And this is a really serious mislead of the Australian Parliament. I think the other question here is really a much deeper one about the Prime Minister's approach. And here you've got a Prime Minister who is trying to deal with the Brittany Higgins matter and the allegations against the Attorney General as though they are just passing political problems. And what he is missing is that there is this overwhelming sense in the Australian community that there is a time now for serious action against sexual violence against women. This is big, it's raw, it's overwhelming for so many people because they know that the system is stacked against victims of sexual assault, victims of sexual harassment, victims of domestic violence. They know the figures. And the fact that the Prime Minister is just trying to push back on this as a short-term political problem, I think is devastating, yeah, and is angering so many people.
The AFP Commissioner, though, has said the Gagens inquiry may have hampered the investigation. What would Labor have done if the police gave you that advice?
Well, it's difficult to deal in hypotheticals here, but we have a Prime Minister who was informed some time ago that this inquiry was not ongoing, and he pretended all of last week in the federal parliament that the inquiry was ongoing. He misled the parliament on the Gagens inquiry. And that in itself is completely unacceptable behaviour in a Prime Minister. But it really speaks to something even worse underlying this. What happened to Brittany Higgins was shocking. It should never have happened in the federal parliament, and it has to be dealt with fully and transparently. The allegations against the Attorney General are deeply shocking and have to be dealt with fully and transparently. But we know, Patricia, that one in five Australian women over the age of 15 has experienced sexual assault. We know that in New South Wales, the last year we've got figures for, only about 1 in 10 reported to the police. And of that 1 in 10 who reported to the police, less than 3% ended in a guilty verdict. So it's more than just the mishandling of these two allegations. It's this overwhelming sense that there is no justice for victims and survivors of sexual violence. There are too many rapists walking the street. And instead of really trying to come to terms with this, we've got a Prime Minister who's sticking his head in the sand and trying to just skate through the next few days in Parliament. What he hopes, obviously, is he gets through this week and then there's a break between now and the budget session and he thinks that people will forget about it and go away. But that's the problem.
But on this who knew what in the Prime Minister's office, which the Gagens inquiry was all about, would you have more confidence in the AFP investigating who knew what in the Prime Minister's office than the head of his own department?
I think I'd have more confidence if I believed the Prime Minister wanted answers to this. We've been asking now for a week In response to Brittany Higgins saying at the March for Justice out the front of Parliament House, she said that the Prime Minister was publicly apologising to her, and then in private his media team were briefing against her loved ones. For a week, the Prime Minister has refused to answer whether that's the case. He's refused to even ask anyone in his media team if that's the case. He keeps saying day after day that there's no evidence before him that that's true, despite the fact Brittany Higgins has said this very clearly. But, Patricia, part of the problem, this in itself is terrible, but what it speaks to is a complete unwillingness to look at the issue that's before him. Why would any other victim of sexual assault come forward when they know if the Prime Minister has the chance to stick his head in the sand and ignore what's happened, or even allow his office to brief against you? That's exactly what will happen.
You say the Prime Minister misled Parliament. He denies it. How did the Prime Minister mislead Parliament last week?
He said that the Gagens review was ongoing, that there was work being done.
And now he says Phil Gagens was to give those answers, which he now has. You say it's not. I'm saying what he says, to be clear.
Yeah, I know, but isn't
reporting
it
what he says.
But I mean, if it wasn't
misleading
so tragic,
Parliament,
Patricia, it would just. This is just. It's just, you know, black is white, white is black. You can't say that work is ongoing when you have been briefed that the inquiry has been paused, and then say, oh, no, that's exactly what I meant to say. I mean, this is just, it's an insult to the Parliament. But what's much worse than it being an insult to the Parliament is that it is an insult to every woman who has experienced sexual assault, or who has a loved one who has experienced sexual assault, and they know that these tactics are used, that there's gaslighting, there's, you know, oh, no, well, technically that's not exactly the case. It is exactly the sort of treatment that women around Australia experience, and that's why it makes people so furious, because we know that the system is stacked against victims of sexual assault. There are too many rapists walking the street, and it's this sort of sleazy technical out that lets so many of them walk free.
Do you hope the rape conviction of former NRL star Jarryd Hayne encourages more women to come forward?
Look, I'm not going to comment on individual cases other than to say it is so highly unusual ever to get a guilty verdict that I hope every time it happens, there's some woman out there who hasn't reported an assault to the police, or who has reported an assault to the police and is worried about the years of going through court, of being cross-examined by highly paid barristers for the defendant. I hope it gives some comfort to those women whenever there is a rightful guilty conviction that it is possible. Because I can tell you, when you look at the statistics, for so many, it feels that justice is out of reach.
On the issue of the Attorney General, Labor has been asking questions about whether he'll be taking a full wage when you've argued he's going to be essentially doing a part-time job, with some areas being cut off because of conflict of interest. Are you suggesting if he does come back, he should be paid a part-time wage?
Look, I think Scott Morrison really needs to determine whether the Attorney General is able to do the job that the Prime Minister's asked him to do. I mean, the
well,
decision
about
who serves...
Well, he says he can do the job. It's a reduced job. So do you think it should come with reduced pay? Is that what you're arguing?
Well, we're arguing that the Prime Minister has to explain how he can be confident that the Attorney General is beyond doubt above reproach, given the serious allegations that have been made. And is it really fair that he continues to serve in the role that he's got, when he's fighting a legal battle at the same time and only doing half the job that he's supposed to be doing? It's up to the Prime Minister to answer those questions.
That's the Shadow Minister for Women, Tania Plibersek. 0418 226 576 is our text line.